You're listening to the Social Chronicles show. This is episode 347 with the guests Tylo and Michael from the Peanut Butter Falcon movie.
This is Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
Podcasting since 2008, this is the show where we're broadcasting disability stories from an insider's perspective, and we are giving a voice to people with special needs. This is your weekly guide to finding joy, acceptance, and inclusion.
I shudder thinking how the world can be so cruel. I lend my voice to those who can.
Welcome back to the Special Chronicles show. It's Daniel, host and founder of Special Chronicles and a Southern Tribal International Global Messenger for Special Olympics. And so excited today on the program, we're welcoming Tylo and Michael, the directors and writers from the Peanut Butter Falcon. Welcome to Special Chronicles.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us, Daniel.
So before we get into the little bit of the backstory of how you got started, thought we could play for our listeners and viewers the trailer for your for your movie.
3, 2, 1.
There's sheep in this world, and there are wolves in this world. I know that you two boys are just two weary travelers who lost your way. So, we're going to clean you up right with a baptism.
I'm more of a baptism by fire type.
Okay.
Come to my wrestling school and become a badass.
That's what he wants to do with the rest of his life.
Yes, it is.
You let a half-naked boy with Down syndrome who has no idea how to get along in this world just slip out from under your nose. You two are close.
We are.
Well, then you'll figure out where he's at and you'll bring him back.
Are you following me? Maybe we could be friends and buddies, bro dogs, and chill. Have a good time.
Sitting at wrestling schools in Aiden?
Yeah.
One long road leads all the way down. I'll drop you there then.
I'm looking for a missing person. Have you seen him?
Little man and a lamb. Met your girlfriend back there, Eleanor. Two bandits on the run.
Oh, yeah!
Rule number one, don't slow me down. Rule number two, I'm in charge. Hey, what's rule number one?
Party.
No, not party.
Zach, you have a young boy with Down syndrome in the middle of nowhere.
All right, well, while you've been doing paperwork, we've been doing something called living. Oh, man.
Tyler, I'm going to give you all of my wishes for my birthday.
I made a promise to him. Give him that wrestling school in Aiden.
No, we're not going to hop on your little raft and cruise around down the river.
Hey, Eleanor, I don't want to go home.
Oh. So how far is it?
About that far on the map.
Are your fingers to scale?
Yep.
I think it's time for us to go back now.
We could be a family.
Friends are the family you choose.
Wrestlers got alter egos. You need a name.
Falcon. Peanut Butter Falcon!
So I really enjoyed the movie, and you can begin by telling us a little bit about the backstory of how you got started with this movie.
Yeah, Mike, do you want to
leave? Yeah, Zach was one of our best friends. He's the star of the movie, and he also has Down syndrome. And he was a friend of ours for a long time, and was a really good actor, one of the best actors that we knew. and he wanted to be in a feature, and we were also getting ready to make a feature, and decided to work on it together.
Awesome. Can you comment on some of the lessons that you've learned from the film and yeah. the filming and the production?
Yeah. I think the thing I learned the most was during the writing process. It was really fun. We spent like a year with Zach really trying to custom tailor the script to him like a suit, you know? And a lot of the stuff, like even frustrations, you know, when I first met Zach, for example, he walks really slow. He just takes his time in the world. And, you know, that line, don't slow me down, yeah. you know, you got to walk faster, was sort of really came from real frustrations. And it was really cool to step into his rhythm and his pace and also acknowledge like, oh, like Zach is a different human being than I am. And I'm going to start seeing the world with more empathetic eyes, maybe a bit more how Zach sees it and more walk at his pace right now, because it's not always about me and rushing to the next moment. It's maybe a really nice thing to just be in this present moment and take my time walking with Zach. And so I think for me, a really big lesson was learning how to accept Zach for who he is as a human being and love him for that. And on the production side, I don't know. I think, you know,
I mean, I learned how many people it takes to make a movie.
Yeah.
really exciting to see what the art department can do on a short timetable, to see what a special effects unit can do. Or there's a guy that just is in charge of making fires and smoke. And that was all really cool to see. Mm-hmm. So this is the first feature length movie that Tyler and I have made. And so we got to learn a lot from the crew, and it was our job to direct the emotion and the feeling and the story, and then let all the other pieces support that.
How long did it take you guys from when you first wrote the script to when you completed filming? And
yeah, it took us years and years. From the time we started writing to right now is about 5 years. Mm-hmm. So that was about 4 years of preparation, 31 days of shooting, and then a year and a half of editing. And then here we are, and it comes out in theaters in a couple days.
Awesome. So is there a behind-the-scenes story that you can show? Is there a fun moment that happened when you guys were filming?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think the whole thing just felt really connected to me. I know that, like, Tyler and I, it's one of the best times of my life. It felt like I had this 80-person team working on something together, and it was fun to be in a leadership role with Tyler, but also to see Zach in a leadership role. And he would take the bullhorn a lot, and he would give announcements in between scenes, and he'd say, I'd like to announce that Yellow Wolf is here today, and he's the best actor, and that Nigel Bluck is the best with the camera. And there was just a really positive environment on set. And I remember also one of these things when Zach was getting everybody to do a group hug, and Dakota had got some fireworks. And we all, after Zach had given an announcement, we all stood around under these beautiful, do you know what kind of trees those were?
I want to say they were like not willows, but
it's like a river tree, beautiful river tree.
Oh, yeah. Like some of the S. I don't know the name.
I forget. But we all stood under the trees and lit off fireworks, and it felt sort of like a dream. Neat. You know, just being there with a bunch of friends watching fireworks under the trees.
Neat. So can you comment on the importance of inclusion for those of us with disabilities included in your film and in the movie industry overall?
Yeah, in the film, it's interesting. I think Tyler and I just really wanted to make a movie with Zach. He was the best actor we knew, and he was somebody that we knew we could make a story with and for. And then in Hollywood, we ran into some pushback where a lot of people, you know, once they learned about the story and read the script, said, well, we really like this story, but can we get an able-bodied actor to play the lead role? Mm-hmm. And, you know, for us, that was a deal breaker. We really wanted to include somebody. I mean, we wrote it for Zach, so we wanted to keep Zach included. And luckily, we wound up with the right producers that understood that. And I think the movie works because of that. I actually don't know if it would have worked if you had somebody pretending to have a disability.
Yeah.
And then I think Zach elevated the other actors. You know, he has an emotional intelligence that Shia LaBeouf commented on, Dakota Johnson. They said their performances were better because they got to be with him. So there's sort of a trend in Hollywood that I hope we're, you know, at the forefront of, but I know Glee, the TV show, has been including some characters authentically with disabilities. And our movie is sort of the first I know of at this level to star an actor with a disability. But the origin for us was we just wanted to do it with Zach because he was the best actor we knew. The ripple effect is even bigger than that and positive that, you know, Hollywood is seeing that this can be done successfully, hopefully.
Neat. So can you both comment on what it was like to work with Zach through the whole process of filming and working on the story?
Yeah, working with Zach was great. Like, he's a great actor. It was, I guess it's just, you know, not to, he's a great actor. The process was wonderful. You know, we obviously worked differently with Zach than other people because Zach's a human being that has his own nuances and we give direction to a certain way. But, you know, Shia has his own person too, and Dakota's her own person too. And just like Zach. So it wasn't, it was different because he's a different human, but it wasn't, you know, we weren't like Zach has Down syndrome. We treat him on set this way. He's just an actor. So it was, I think the process was just like any other directing and acting and collaborative process.
Yeah, it's about connecting with the person and their talent, providing the space for them to do the best work they can do.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so like Shia is best when he doesn't have to hit marks or do takes in a certain amount of time. Same thing with like Zach and Dakota. You just find out what the rule set is for them to do their best work, and then you create it for them.
Yeah, how can we help them succeed?
Neat. So can you comment on some of the themes that when viewers will watch this film, what can viewers learn from watching the movie?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think we set out to make an adventure story that is about lonely people finding each other. And the thesis is sort of friends are the family you choose.
Yeah.
So it's an adventure story. It's a jailbreak story. But also I think people are taking away from it, you know, that one of our characters, our lead character, happens to have Down syndrome. But there's also some ripple effect that comes from that. And people's learning that people raise to the level of expectations. And when you give them opportunities, they can succeed. And that there's being a bully is one way to be disrespectful. But there's also condescending that can happen when you treat somebody as if they don't have a perspective on something or an ability to do something. And that's something the story of the movie addresses as well.
Neat. So two of your executive producers that you had for the film, Tim Shriver, chairman of Special Olympics, and Anthony Kennedy Shriver, who's the founder and chairman of Bus Buddies. You share with us what it was like working with them and your connection with Special Olympics and Bus Buddies
We're big fans of people doing good work in the community. So also Michelle C. Witten, who's with the Global Down Syndrome Foundation, is an executive producer as well. And it was really important for us to have allies within the community because they have a lot of wisdom. They've been doing it for a long time, the Shrivers and Michelle Witten. So we're just really grateful to have them as executive producers on the film. And also we were able to get their feedback on things, we show bullying in the movie and we show it with the use of the R word. And, it was a conversation of, is this beneficial or is this not? And unanimously everybody said, please, if you're telling a truthful story, it's important to show the bullying that happens and the hardship that people with disabilities go through so that you can also show the light and you can show the strength and you can show the resilience. So they're really valuable in that conversation.
Neat, neat. So before we get into how people can watch the film and when it's coming out, take a short break just to mention our sponsors and yes. And hear a quick PSA. This episode is sponsored by the Jenny and PJ Fortenau Foundation. We thank Jenny Fortenau and her family for the generous support of our mission at Special Chronicles. This episode is also brought to you by listeners like you. Please join our supporters and help support us at Special Chronicles with your tax-deductible donation today to help us continue our mission of giving respect and voice to people with special needs. Please go to specialchronicles.com/give. That's specialchronicles.com/give. We thank you for your general support of our mission at Special Chronicles. And Special Chronicles is proud to partner with the ComEd Energy Force Ambassador Program. The Energy Force is the country's first energy efficiency education program designed for and taught by people with disabilities. ComEd is powering lives, and Wadey is powering us here at Special Chronicles. Learn more at specialchronicles.com/ComEd. That's specialchronicles.com/ComEd. We thank ComEd for the general support of Special Chronicles.
We're not just athletes.
We are the ambassadors of an uprising.
Peaceful protesters.
In a rebellion against anyone
who has a fear of difference.
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 Our demands are
equality.
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 Dignity.
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 And the recognition of our
shared humanity.
We will not stop
or accept anything less.
Today, our world is
more divided than ever.
And coming together has never been more urgent.
The revolution
is inclusion.
Find out more at jointherevolution.org.
You're listening to the Special Chronicles podcast. And here is your host.
This is Daniel Foundo of Special Chronicles and the Southern Tribal International Global Mission to Special Olympics here with... Didn't know that I was going to play. Here with Tyler and Michael, the directors of the Peanut Butter Falcon. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So how can viewers learn more about this movie and where can people see it? I believe it's coming out
nationwide August 23rd. It's already playing in New York, LA, San Francisco, and a few other cities. But the 23rd is a really big weekend for us. We open in 1,000 theaters, and people can see showtimes and locations if they go to the peanutbutterfalconmovie.com or the peanutbutterfalcon.com, I think, also goes there. And really, I would just say, please come out and see the movie and support it. All independent movies are really reliant on attendance, and especially this one. I think we had some producers that were able to take a really big risk on making this movie for us. And we heard a lot of times, like, I don't know how you market a movie that has a lead actor with a disability. And it's really important for us to prove them wrong so we create more opportunities going forward. So I'd just say to people listening to this podcast or your audience, like, please come out and see the movie in theaters. Even if you have to drive half an hour, an hour, it really means a lot.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm sure many of our listeners and viewers will be heading out to go see a movie. So as we can conclude, what does inclusion mean to both of you, both for making this film and in society?
Yeah, to me it means just loving people. It's really common, I think, in this day and age, and I've even just heard it in your bumper music, for people to be divided or to see differences. And it's really important for me for people to see commonalities and ways to get along, and that's sort of one of the themes of our movie, and also the fact of making the movie feels like that as well. So inclusion to me is just love.
I was going to say the exact same thing, word for word. So you took it from me. I don't want to repeat it.
No, this is why we're good writing partners.
Yeah.
We have a shared idea.
I would say that, Mike.
So, do you have any final thoughts on your overall time here today to share with our listeners?
I guess I'm just really grateful that to get to experience this podcast with you, and thank you for helping shed a light on the message of our film. We worked on it really for a really long time. You know, I love Zach, who's our lead, and I'm really grateful that as a community, we're going to get to see a hero who maybe looks a little bit different that we can all rally behind and support. And he's a wonderful actor, and thank you. That's really all. Thank you for being here and letting us be a part of this podcast with you.
Thank you. Well, it's been a joy having you both on the show, and thank you for making this movie and for really highlighting what inclusion means in our society.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
So
adios.
Thank you.
Good sir.
Thank you. Until next week, we Mimble choose to include
Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.